Dr. Harold Roy McCauley, Professor Eric Tollins, Dr. Marcel Nwalozi, members of the Africa Rice Board of Trustees, and Africa Rice staff members. It is indeed an honor for me to be here in Bouaké, Côte d'Ivoire, for the 41st annual board meeting. And I thank you heartily for your invitation. To be honest, it was with several deep breaths that I made the trip here. But I knew that I had to come and set my feet on Bouaké soil. I had been to Bouaké before, but it's my first time at Mbé Research Station. And I am certainly glad that I did. The station is beautiful. And the first thought that I had driving in was that it seems so peaceful. The Robert J. Karski Annual Prize means more to me and to my children than words can express. We remain grateful to former DG Dr. Pop Sek for his persistence in getting the prize established, and of course to Dr. Roy McCauley for carrying on with the baton in hand, and not to forget Dr. Adama Traoré, and of course the members of the board, all for showing unwavering support. Patience, faith, courage, and a great vision have brought Africa Rice back to the Bouaké headquarters. And these are all virtues that Bob Karski lived by, along with a strong work ethic. The winners of this prize throughout the years have all fit the mold. And of course, the new winners I know will continue to do so. And all of these winners help ensure that Bob's spirit lives on in the Institute. And it has been my pleasure to present the new winners with this prize, because this is a very special presentation, a very special ceremony, the fact that it is here at the Mbé station in Bouaké. I won't say much about what I just learned about the naming of the library, because then my voice will crack. But when I walked into the library, my first time in here, my first thought was, and I think I said it to yes. Maybe you'll say what I said.
It's a beautiful library.
And, you know, I know how much I can imagine Bob's appreciation of the library. So, Africa Rice is in the phase of a new beginning. And this new beginning back at the Mbé Research Station, in spite of the financial situation, really is beaming with the success of innovation. I read the reports. I keep abreast as much as I can of what is going on at Africa Rice. And I see the success of innovation and new possibilities. So may this return to Bouaké be blessed first and foremost with peace, and also with sound accomplishments to make food security and sustainable production a reality in Africa and across the globe. Thank you.